The U.S. and Venezuela exchange prisoners. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. Five of the seven Americans released were oil executives with Citgo, lured to Venezuela for a meeting. Fox's Eric Shawn.
They were snatched during a business conference that was held in Venezuela in Caracas in 2017. They were held there for nearly 5 years.
In exchange for the released Americans, two nephews of President Maduro's wife held here in the U.S. on drug smuggling convictions. Also released, two American men from Tennessee and Florida. The release, possibly a gesture of goodwill by President Maduro, the socialist leader looking to rebuild relations with the United States. Cleanup, restoration, and eventually rebuilding now underway after Hurricane Ian. Florida Congressman Greg Stube on Fox and Friends.
Everybody's going to have roof damage in this area. In my entire district was impacted by this. And it's going to take a long time for us to pull out. I mean, I just came on cell service. We don't have power where I'm at. I'm in East Sarasota County.
In South Carolina, Pawleys Island getting hit hard while Charleston dodges the worst.
It's much rougher as you head north up the coast of South Carolina. Let's take you to North Myrtle Beach here. We saw some significant flooding, significant wind as well. A number of piers, four piers were taken out there.
Fox's Doug Luzader in Charleston. Ian no longer a hurricane, but still bringing plenty of wind and rain to the I-95 corridor. A new regulation goes into effect today regarding pregnant women in Poland. It requires information be uploaded to national digital system. Women's groups suggest the regulation allows authorities to monitor pregnancies related to the country's abortion laws. The health ministry says it will help doctors treat patients by providing vital information quickly. In Poland, women are not penalized for abortions, only those performing them or assisting. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
A teenage girl crashes her pickup truck in Uvalde, Texas, while smuggling migrants into the U.S. Fox's Matt Finn.
We have an update on a horrific deadly crash not far from here in Uvalde. Texas DPS says this week a 17-year-old girl from Austin, Texas, had nine illegal migrants from Mexico crammed into her pickup truck when Border Patrol pursued her. She ran a red light and crashed into a semi-tractor trailer, which then hit a third car.
The driver and the person in the passenger seat were killed. 10 others were injured. Sabotage is expected for an explosion of a critical pipeline between Russia and Europe.
Leaks in the Nord Stream pipeline supplying Russian natural gas to Europe under the Baltic Sea is not accidental, President Biden told reporters.
It was a deliberate act of sabotage.
The president says Russia is pumping lies and disinformation by blaming the West for the leaks. Once it's safe, President Biden says the U.S. and allies will investigate using dive teams. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan did not directly blame any government, but conceded such an attack would require sophistication.
Fox's Jared Halpern. It's October 1st, the beginning of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and with it, a renewed focus on prevention and early detection. Fox's Tanya J. Powers.
Last week, journalist Katie Couric announced she'd recently been diagnosed with breast cancer after missing her annual mammogram by just 6 months. Dr. Alyssa Cubison is an Ohio State Medical Center radiology professor and says each cancer is different.
Patients will say, oh, I have time, or and for some you do, but other cancers grow much quicker.
She says women should get annual mammograms starting at age 40, earlier if it runs in the family.
For example, if you had a mother as a first-degree relative and she was diagnosed at 45, we would recommend getting your first mammogram at 35.
I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.